This is Today in History, April the 4th. On this day in 1818, Congress decided the flag of the United States would consist of 13 red and white stripes and 20 stars, with a new star to be added for every new state of the Union. Also on this day in 1841, President William Henry Harrison died of pneumonia 1 month after his inaugural, becoming the first U.S. chief executive to die in office. On this day in 1917, the U.S. Senate voted 82-6 in favor of declaring war against Germany. In 1933, the Navy airship USS Akron crashed in severe weather off the New Jersey coast with a loss of 73 lives. On this day in 1949, 12 nations, including the United States, signed the North Atlantic Treaty in Washington, D.C. Also on this day in 1958, Johnny Stampinato, an enforcer for crime boss Mickey Cohen and the boyfriend of actress Lana Turner, was stabbed to death by Turner's teenage daughter, Cheryl Crane, who said Stampinato had attacked her mother. On this day in 1975, more than 130 people, most of them children, were killed when a U.S. Air Force transport plane evacuating Vietnamese orphans crash-landed shortly after takeoff from Saigon. Also in 1975, Microsoft was founded by Bill Gates and Paul Allen in Albuquerque, New Mexico.
This BASIC was the first real piece of software ever written for a PC. And it became, for the first generation of PCs, the thing that unlocked the power that was there, because although some people did machine language programming, 90% of what got done was done in BASIC, and 90% of that was Microsoft BASIC.
On this day in 1983, the Space Shuttle Challenger roared into orbit on its maiden voyage. In 1988, the Arizona Senate convicted Governor Evan Meekum of two charges of official misconduct and removed him from office. Meekum was the first U.S. governor to be impeached and removed from office in nearly six decades. And on this day, in 1968, Dr. King is assassinated.
Good evening. Dr. Martin Luther King, the apostle of nonviolence in the civil rights movement, has been shot to death in Memphis, Tennessee. Police have issued an all-points bulletin for a well-dressed young white man seen running from the scene. Officers also reportedly chased and fired on a radio-equipped car containing two white men. Dr. King was standing on the balcony of a second-floor hotel room tonight when, according to a companion, a shot was fired from across the street. In the friend's words, the bullet exploded in his face.
Just after 6 p.m. on April 4th, 1968, Martin Luther King Jr. is fatally shot while standing on the balcony outside his second-story room at the Lorraine Motel in Memphis, Tennessee. The civil rights leader was in Memphis to support a sanitation workers' strike and was on his way to dinner when a bullet struck him in the jaw and severed his spinal cord. King was pronounced dead after his arrival at a Memphis hospital. He was 39 years old. In the months before his assassination, Martin Luther King became increasingly concerned with the problem of economic inequality in America. He organized a Poor People's Campaign to focus on the issue, including an interracial Poor People's March on Washington, and in March 1968, traveled to Memphis in support of poorly treated African-American sanitation workers. On March 28th, a workers' protest march led by King ended in violence and the death of an African-American teenager. King left the city but vowed to return in early April to lead another demonstration. On April 3rd, back in Memphis, King gave his last sermon, saying,
"We've got some difficult days ahead, but it really doesn't matter with me now because I've been to the mountaintop. I don't mind. Like anybody, I would like to live a long life. Longevity has its place, but I'm not concerned about that now. I just want to do God's will, and He's allowed me to go up to the mountain. And I've looked over, and I've seen the promised land. I may not get there with you, but I want you to know tonight that we as a people will get to the promised land. So I'm happy tonight. I'm not worried about anything. I'm not fearing any man. Mine eyes have seen the glory of the coming of the Lord."
One day after speaking those words, Dr. King was shot and killed by a sniper. As word of the assassination spread, riots broke out in cities all across the United States, and National Guard troops were deployed in Memphis and Washington, D.C. On April 9th, King was laid to rest in his hometown of Atlanta, Georgia. Tens of thousands of people lined the streets to pay tribute to King's casket as it passed by in a wooden farm cart drawn by two mules. The evening of King's murder, a Remington hunting rifle was found on the sidewalk beside a rooming house one block from the Lorraine Motel. During the next several weeks, the rifle, eyewitness reports, and fingerprints on the weapon all implicated a single suspect, escaped convict James Earl Ray. A two-bit criminal, Ray escaped a Missouri prison in April 1967 while serving a sentence for a holdup. In May 1968, a massive manhunt for Ray began. The FBI eventually determined that he had obtained a Canadian passport under a false identity, which at the time was relatively easy. Civil rights leader Martin Luther King Jr., 39, shot and killed while standing on a balcony of the Lorraine Motel in Memphis, Tennessee, April 4th, 1968, on this day in history.